In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is the Sunday of Orthodoxy, and in the appointed Gospel reading for the Sunday of Orthodoxy has Jesus saying these words to Philip, "Follow me." Very simple, plain, powerful words, words that every Christian is commanded to listen to and then to do something about. And then Philip goes to Nathanael to tell him about Jesus, whom he has encountered, and he says, "Come and see." So for those who have heeded the words, "Follow me," the only thing left to do is to go to others and say, "Come and see. This is good stuff. You need to see what's going on." And the Sunday of Orthodoxy, as we are reminded every year, is a commemoration of the restoration of icons to the church after about a century's worth of a battle between people who wanted to strip the church of religious art and the people who upheld the value and the virtue and the usefulness of icons. By extension, the Sunday of Orthodoxy is also a celebration, if you will, of the faith that we follow, this faith of the apostles, this faith of the fathers, this faith of the Orthodox that we will proclaim in just a few moments. And it is also today March 17th, and among the saints commemorated today are Saint Patrick. And lest anyone think that Saint Patrick is somehow a quote-unquote Catholic saint, please disabuse yourself of that, because he's a 5th century figure. The schism happened in the 11th century. And I wanted this morning to read the short life of St. Patrick as it's found on the Greek Orthodox website for today's readings. St. Patrick, the apostle of the Irish, was seized from his native Britain by Irish marauders when he was 16 years old. Though the son of a deacon and a grandson of a priest, it was not until his captivity that he sought out the Lord with his whole heart. In his confession, the testament he wrote toward the end of his life, he says, "After I came to Ireland, every day I had to tend a sheep, and many times a day I prayed. The love of God and his fear came to me more and more, and my faith was strengthened. And my spirit was so moved that in a single day I would say as many as 100 prayers, and almost as many at night. And this even when I was staying in the woods and on the mountain. And I would rise for prayer before daylight, through snow, through frost, through rain, and I felt no harm." After 6 years of slavery in Ireland, he was guided to God to make his escape, and afterwards struggled in the monastic life in Gaul under the guidance of the Holy Bishop Germanus. After many years later, he was ordained bishop and sent to Ireland once again, about the year 432, to convert the Irish to Christ. His arduous labors bore so much fruit that within 7 years, 3 bishops were sent from Gaul to help him shepherd his flock. Quote, "My brethren and sons whom I have baptized in the Lord, so many thousands of people," unquote, he says in his confession. His apostolic work was not accomplished without much weariness and painfulness, long journeys through difficult country and many perils. He says his life was in danger 12 times. When he came to Ireland as its enlightener, it was a pagan country. When he ended his earthly life some 30 years later, about 461, the faith of Christ was established in every corner. What a wonderful synthesis to have this morning, the Sunday of Orthodoxy in the life of St. Patrick. As I have shared with you this year, I have asked the parish council for us to discuss where we want to be in the next 10 years and how we're going to get there. As I've shared with you also recently in various settings, Holy Trinity is at an unusual point in her history. We've achieved great stability in many levels. And I think that that stability is there so that we can take care of some of the deferred maintenance that we've been needing to do. Because we really can't grow and welcome new people into the church if it's ice cold or if things don't work around the church. But somehow we're headed for a new chapter in our life, and I don't know what it is. I mentioned early on, just before we started Lent, that this year as I fasted and prayed during Lent, I was going to pray especially about what it is that our church is supposed to do in her next chapter. I don't know what it is. Life is full of surprises. When St. Patrick was kidnapped as a young man to go to a foreign country and then to work as a prisoner tending sheep, I'm fairly certain that he had no idea that one day he would spend 3 decades taking a country from being pagan to being Christian. This is how God works. He has mysteries for us, surprises, twists, and turns. He puts us in positions and settings that may even be uncomfortable for us. But he's always in control, and in the end, good things happen. We find ourselves a parish that is stable and vibrant in a region that is, quite frankly, almost as pagan as Ireland was in the early 5th century. But we are filled with people who have heeded the words, "Follow me." And on this Sunday of Orthodoxy, might we please consider how it is we are going to turn to the world and tell them, "Come and see."